Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, first thing before you do any other thing. Welcome to Saturday, day 24 in the month. 7 days more to exit this eventful year. This month, he owe you a lot. So open your hand and be saying amen, I receive it. As I begin to prophesy over your life, God's glory and power shall be strong on you. Someone is having a hearing challenge. I'm seeing it. You are not hearing well with one of the ears or even both. Put your finger in the air or on the ears. I prophesy to that ear. Be opened. A father, be opened. Start hearing well now. Start hearing well now. Say amen. Remove your finger. Wow. You see, you are hearing me better already. Your ears opened. Send your testimony soon. Someone is having problem with breathing. You have short breath. You will be healed now. Neck pain also. You will have stiff neck. Knee cap injury. Knee cap pain. You find it difficult to kneel down. Growth. A part of your body is swollen. Maybe under your armpit, around your neck, on the back of your hand, your wrist, hard, swollen portion. Body pains also. You wake up daily with your whole body in pain. You use the drug and the pills recommended. The pains are still there. All issues mentioned. Touch the place if you can, or lay your hand gently on your body. I prophesy, receive your healing now. Start breathing normally. Stiff neck, be healed. Twist your neck right, left again. You are healed. Knee cap, lay your hand on your knee. Swollen part of the body, receive your healing. I declare your total healing to everyone. Shout, I am healed. Say it 3 more times. Yes, start checking it up. Press, bend, kneel down. You are healed. Anoint yourself. Add the blessed water to a bucket of water to take your bath this morning and be singing praises to God as you take your bath. You are totally healed. Right? May 24th, celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live and mark May 24th yearly with high spirit, good health, and fulfilling destiny. Happy birthday. Right? Let's see issues for today. There have been so many contributions to the husband and the wife issue who said, his wife said he was going to shop while he was actually going to a party, and she had no remorse when she was challenged. There are so many lessons to learn from this incident. I will read out responses, beginning from a husband that said, "Cavalry greetings, Pastor. I will be glad if Pastor will explain further on how it is a fundamental issue with a man whose wife lied to him of being in shop while actually she went to a party. I have cared, protected, and loved my wife for over 20 years now. As a child of God, I have brought my family up in the way of the Lord. I have never cheated or given her any reason to doubt me. In this journey, I have always corrected my wife and children in love whenever they make mistakes. However, Pastor, how we got here is what I cannot understand. So disappointed and broken in my heart because I never expected this." Listen to someone else. "Good day, my dear daddy and beloved family of TPGF. More anointing, sir. I want to address the issue of the man who said his wife lied about where she was going, in as much as I believe he is at fault. I believe you should talk to that my sisters too. It is a two-way issue. Supposing something happened to her on the way or where she went, the two of them have to do it. They work together, though the man's own is more. Thank you, sir." Good morning, my people of God. I have realized that men are always at the receiving end in almost all misunderstanding or disagreement in a relationship. I listened to the narration of the woman that lied to her husband and went to a party instead of her shop. Worse still, when the husband challenged her, she told the husband to do his worst. I don't think this is fair on the husband, no matter the situation. Pastor did not see anything wrong in what the woman did. Instead, the man has been asked to repent. I can tell you, a lot of men are suffering in silence, but can't speak out. Even when they do, the table will still be turned against them. I am one of such men. Please help the men too. God bless you all. Wow. Let's listen to yet another contribution. For the man that complained that his wife lied to him about going to a party, also, she did not apologize for the act. Daddy, you did not scold the woman at all. Men on this platform, we think you are empowering women to be disrespectful to their husbands. Please, Daddy, readdress this issue. Let's stop here. Wow. No, I did not support or commend the woman. Not at all. A woman that told a lie, going to a party when she said she was going to a shop. That was a premeditated lie. And then she had no remorse, asking the husband to do the worst. That's unbecoming of a Christian woman. When the Bible commands submission, Ephesians 5:22 says, wife, submit yourself to your own husband. And in verse 25, husband, love your wife. What I said was that there is a fundamental issue. No woman will wake up to do or say such things except that she is reacting to certain issues unknown to us. If we can get the two of them to sit down and talk, we will hear and win. It is that foundation that should be repaired. If not, it will be from one problem to the other. If I rebuke her, yes, I need to rebuke her. She will be rebuked, but that will not solve the problem of loss of respect and honor for her husband. It is not that men will always be blamed for everything. No, remember that I'm also a man and I'm the husband. The husband is the head of the home. He takes responsibilities for whatever happens in the home. He must be matured enough to pastor and mentor both his wife and children. When it comes to marriage and growing the family, we should not allow issues to deteriorate before finding solution. Eve was the one the devil deceived in the Garden of Eden. But when God came, he did not ask from Eve. He turned to Adam, the husband, and said, why did you do this? Why did you allow this to happen? The buck always ends at the man's table. And we men, may God give us grace, knowledge, wisdom, strength, and resources to lead and guide our family right. All husbands, I love you. And all wives, please stay where God puts you in the marriage. We'll do more tomorrow. Get your communion element ready. I will bless you soon. Remember that next Saturday, May 31, is our crossover vigil from 10 minutes to 12 to 20 minutes after 12. 30 minutes crossover vigil in all our network platforms. Get ready. Then also, Thursday, June 12th, is the second No More Delay service. Thursday, June 12th, is a public holiday in Nigeria, just as we had May 1. For the first No More Delay, also was a public holiday. Two telephone numbers to call, SMS, or send a chat to. For more information about June 12th, the second No More Delay service, I dupe on 0806-478-8392. And Moji on 0803-909-2578. Start calling, chatting, SMS now. Everybody get ready to be connected to No More Delay, second No More Delay program, June 12th this year. Have you joined our Telegram channel and also our TPGM WhatsApp channel? Do so. If you have not, it costs you nothing. Now, our media director is the number to chat if you are finding it difficult to join on +234 803-232-2276. Do so now. Pay your tithe and sow your seed this weekend. God that sees you in secret will bless you openly. Take the communion and let me bless it. I bless the communion in your hand. Whatever you aim for, you target, you shall receive. Exercise dominion over sicknesses, pain, and all adversities. Pray some more on it, eat and drink. I pronounce you blessed. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.